Honey, the power's out.
Flashlight's dead. Can't find batteries.
Hey, neighbors. Want to borrow my Star Patrol spotlight?
That flashlight lights up the whole house.
Watch. The Star Patrol can light up the whole neighborhood. It can illuminate up to a half mile away.
A half mile? That's insanely bright.
And the Turbo Boost increases brightness up to 100%.
Whoa, now that's insanely bright.
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a flashlight, spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. And with an ultra-fast USB power bank, you can even charge your phone with it. Plus, the Star Patrol is fully rechargeable and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
So how do I get one of these Star Patrols?
Go to GetStarPatrol.com and you'll get it with free Turbo Boost, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Again, that's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
Halle Berry wants us to know that she did not touch even one monster's ball.
And Mark Wahlberg turned his back on his wife, but it's not what you think.
Plus, somebody's giving Dolly Parton a run for her money. But first,
let's get this started.
All right, ASAP Rocky is on the cover of the new W magazine.
Yes.
But it wasn't just any regular photo shoot. His girl Rihanna was the photographer.
Yes.
All right, and in the interview, Rocky talked about their kids, RZA, who's 2, and Riot Rose, who's 14 months old. He said, I think RZA is going to keep to himself. He's an introvert. Riot's an extrovert, just like his mom. RZA is more so like his dad, like me, and he's my twin. ASAP added that one thing RZA got from his mom was her forehead. Wow.
I love when people have celebrity photographers for some of these magazines, because sometimes you do get to see a different side of not only like the artist behind the camera,
yes,
but like, you know, you get to unlock new skill sets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they loosen up a little bit. They're way more comfortable opposed to just being like some photographer.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Would you want your significant other to take your photo? Like, has she ever stood behind the camera for a photo
shoot? Absolutely.
She
always got the camera up.
Yeah?
Always, all the time. Yes, we have so many pictures.
I like this guy. What's his name?
ASAP Rocky.
He seemed like a hands-on father.
Yeah.
He loves his kids.
I love his family. Yeah. I love them together.
Yeah.
And their babies are so cute.
When they babies.
Yummy. Mm-hmm. No, they're going to be gorgeous when they grow up too, Gary.
Yeah. If they come out with Fenty food, they could be like the Gerber babies.
Fenty baby.
Yeah, could be the Gerber babies for the Fenty like baby food line.
Yeah.
But we should come out with an album.
Don't worry about it. She got enough stuff going on where she don't need to put out an
she
album.
She sure don't, though, honey.
She got those two singles right there.
Okay.
Well, another woman, honey, taking pictures of her man is Mark Wahlberg's wife, Miss Rhea. Now, she shared this vacation pic of Marky Mark and said, thinking back to this view of Mark Wahlberg, and she used the kiss emoji and winking emojis. And just so y'all know, honey, I didn't put that heart on his butt, baby. His wife did, but baby, for some reason, Miss Rhea, honey, took the post down. Oh.
He probably told her to.
You think? Yeah,
but wherever they at, it's fabulous because he is in a shower and he's looking outside and it's like a hut or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got to figure out this place.
But why people always take a butt pic?
She took it.
She snuck it.
She
most
snuck
social
it.
Media platforms don't allow frontal.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mark might not have appreciated having his funky bunch out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
And even though she covered the top of it, still some of the bottom is out a little
bit. There's a nice little roundness. I mean, it's real cute.
He probably was like, get that off of there, babe.
Yeah.
That's probably exactly why she took it down. He was like, oh, hell no.
Okay, now when it comes to the Halle Berry cinematic universe, no one can forget her sex scene with Billy Bob Thornton in Monsters Ball.
Mm-mm.
It's a screensaver on my computer. Now, there's been rumors that it looked so real because they were actually having sex.
What?
Oh, man, it's about to ruin everything. Now, according to Halle, Billy Bob's wife at the time, Angelina Jolie, never would have approved of that. Check it out.
So, you know,
she would have had to
respect.
Have signed off.
I know Angie, and she ain't signing off on that.
Yeah, you're
She's
right.
She's pretty cool, but yeah, that's
she ain't
that's
signing
a
off on that. And I'm a girl's girl. I'll do a lot of things, but I'm not going to sleep with your man.
Mm. Here's the thing is, like, people come up with these rumors a lot. And, like, once out of 1,000, they're, like, close to being true. But people don't realize how many people are on a movie set and, like, how many things would have to go right for Billy Bob to be capable of performing in that environment. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, movie sets are not sexy environments.
They're
not. They don't mean nothing.
Yeah,
it
means a lot.
It means a lot.
Blood pressure, honey, and the way you feel that day, honey, means
a lot. No, there's 1,000 people in the room. It's cameras everywhere. It's lights. It's no.
You were having lunch 20 minutes ago.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I just wouldn't eat that day. If I had to do that same scene that Billy Bob Thornton had to,
yeah.
I'm Daniel Day-Lewis that day. I am a method actor, and you want it to look real, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to need Head Crack to come out of his trailer, and you, like, come running the set.
You're like, you got a good 20 minutes. Let's go.
You get one take and one take only. That's it. All right, the group One Direction provided the world with Harry Styles, as well as a bunch of drama from the other group members. In fact, Liam Payne claimed that they hated each other, and a bandmate even threw him up against the wall, but he wouldn't say which one.
Oh.
Well, Liam's ex-fiance, Maya Henry, hopped on good old TikTok and said Liam told her it was Zayn Malik who did it. Maya also claims Liam's been harassing her ever since they split, and she's over it, to be honest.
Wow.
Now, in case you forgot, Zayn had a kid with Gigi Hadid, and Gigi's mother, Yolanda, accused him of assaulting her.
Oh, wow.
Then he did end up having to take anger management classes. So this kind of sounds right.
It
just sucks that it's the most ethnic one in the group.
Zayn Malik, he's the one on the left.
Yeah, the most ethnic one in that group. Like, he's the only person of, in Color Me Bad, he's the color.
Right.
Is Zayn Malik? I don't think he's...
He's like,
yeah, he got a little swag.
He got a little?
He's swaggy, more so than the other ones.
Yeah, the others are very London white. They're very pasty, white.
Oh.
Like, he would wear, a FUBU jogging suit, where the others wouldn't,
Oh, he's Pakistani and English-Irish.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Smackistani.
Yeah. He likes R&B music and stuff. Yeah.
He grew up on John B.
Don't listen to what people say. The ex really should keep her mouth shut, though. She mad. That's why you can't be pissing people off.
But they will tell.
She mad and she coming back to tell. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I wonder what else he did.
She need to be quiet, though. She probably going to write a book. You know how people do today, Gary. Everybody telling everything.
It's either the book or the OnlyFans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, or the videotape.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord.
Okay, y'all, Halsey is about to release her new album, The Great Impersonator. So leading up to the release, she plans to post tributes about the artists that inspired her. She kicked it off by recreating the cover of Dolly Parton's 1987 album, Rainbow.
No.
And this ain't no half-ass costume, y'all. She used the whole team to duplicate the photo, the outfit, the wig, the makeup, and even the tig old bitties. So what y'all think? She killed it.
This is her. That's her right there.
Wow.
She killed it.
Yeah, she looked like a young Dolly. I thought it was Dolly. I love the hair.
Now, the hair looked a little poodle-ish.
Yeah.
The hair is real big.
There's the OG.
Wow.
She did a great job.
Yeah.
That's the girl I saw in 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once we see the photo, it's going to look, wow.
Dolly has been serving it up for a long time.
Decades.
Yeah.
Decades
old cake.
Mm-hmm.
This is dope. So I'm thinking that Dolly is somebody she's paying a tribute to. She may have a Dolly Parton song on there or something.
Like Beyonce did.
I don't know if Dolly got on her album, though.
Oh.
Dolly does a voiceover on...
On here?
On Beyonce's album.
Oh, okay, I was wondering if she did anything with Halsey. No. But this is dope. I'm sure... We'll hear from Dolly saying how amazing it is.
Oh, sure.
But she's so sweet.
I hope she do an Anita Baker one. I just want to see her pull off that hairstyle. Yeah, because there's a whole bunch of artists that she impersonates. So, anything's possible.
Yeah.
Is she doing, photos of all of them?
If this is the rollout, I think the expectation gets put there.
Yeah,
I think you want her to do one for everybody.
Videos are going to have that type of thing in it, too.
I think there's a photo, every day for the next couple weeks or something.
Oh, that's good.
It's a whole album of,
Oh, that's nice. Okay, Halsey girl.
Yeah, she got some money.
Looking forward to it.
Well, switching gears, 91-year-old soul and gospel singer Sissy Houston passed away a few days ago after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. Now, of course, we all know her as Whitney Houston's mother, but Sissy had a successful music career of her own. She worked as a background singer and had some disco hits and even won 2 Grammys for her gospel albums. Our hearts go out to her family, friends, and fans, and there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
All right, y'all, it is time for
Didn't See This Coming!
All right, buckle up. A recent Qantas flight from Sydney to Tokyo got out of control, but it's not how you think, okay? Because of a technical problem, they had to play the same movie on everybody's screen. There was a limited selection of films, so a few passengers suggested the movie Daddy-O, starring Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn. However, the movie features explicit pictures and sexual text messages, and for some reason, nobody could pause, dim their screens, or turn them off, and apparently it took them an hour to switch it to a more kid-friendly movie. The airline apologized for the experience. How embarrassed would you have been if you were a teenager sitting next to your folks seeing that?
I'd just go to sleep.
I wouldn't be embarrassed.
As a teenager, I'd be like, you know, first, you know, and then I'm like staring at the screen, you know.
Well, I mean, I would just watch the movie. I mean, it depends on how old you are as a teenager. I mean, if I was 15, I mean, I would watch. If I was a child, I would just close my eyes.
It would depend on how my parents are acting. If they felt like they didn't want me to see it or something, I would just act like I was asleep. Mm-hmm.
But that might be the most people that have watched that movie.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking about this film today.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Man, have you ever been on a plane and like you was watching something that you like planned to watch on a plane because maybe you downloaded it to your phone or your tablet and you didn't really know how crazy it was going to get? Mm-hmm. Yo, I remember I was watching this movie called Tokyo Gore Police. Yo, the student is like, hey, sir, you can't do that here. They made me turn my movie. Because it was extreme. It was on my laptop.
Okay,
are we talking about like tentacles and Asian people? It was so bad that I felt like they were right. It's like, you know what? You're right.
Really?
What if it's like really, really violent and there are like kids right back there?
It was very violent.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right. It's time to go shopping with another
Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Save.
Now, today we have three great deals, and you need to just scan this QR code right here to get them. All right? Kick us off, Brad.
Now, check this three-piece luggage set out by American Flyer. It's available in three colors, black, wine, and navy. They go for as high as $550, but we got you today for just $149.99.
Ooh-wee, just in time for holiday travel.
That's right, HK. Get those phones out and snag your favorite color now because quantities are extremely limited and these will go fast.
Okay, and next, it's the Sharper Image by Vornado Axis 12 Airbar USB Desktop Fan.
Nice.
With a 360-degree pivoting head, three speed controls, and an energy-efficient motor, controlling your comfort is effortless. Guys, it usually goes for as high as $30, but today we got you for just $12.
That sounds lovely, Tanner, but I've got these Hypergear True Wireless Earbuds with charging case that's available in five colors. Now you can never have enough earbuds. We seem to always need them at the office, home, gym, you name it. Now, usually these go for as high as $40, but luckily, honey, we've got a pair for just $10, and you're going to love them. Oh, my God.
Now, our doorbuster deals have been wildly popular, but we want to make sure everyone can get their hands on them, so the limit is three per customer, okay?
Three-piece luggage suit is a deal.
All of these is kind of coming with it, man. These are all great deals, so all you got to do is scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite deal or get all three.
Got it? All six.
Technically, you know what I mean? It's a set.
Five.
They come together. You can't split them up like orphans. All right, this code right here or go to morningsave.com.
Up next, the late Lisa Marie Presley reveals she was Michael Jackson's first, and she doesn't mean first wife. We'll explain after the break.
Oh, my God.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Y'all, Lisa Marie Presley's memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown, was released yesterday, nearly 2 years after her death. Well, baby, wait, let me start. Say, well, baby, how Gary would say it. There's some good tea in there. Lisa shared how when she got married to Michael Jackson in 1994, he told her he was still a virgin. A virgin? Oh, my God. Oh. Lisa was 25 and MJ was 35. And although he was a virgin, she said Michael and Tatum O'Neal, well, Michael kissed Tatum O'Neal, Brooke Shields and Madonna tried to hook up with him, but nothing went past the kiss with those ladies. Well, Lisa said that she was terrified because she didn't want to make the wrong move being his first. Could you imagine marrying a 35-year-old virgin?
Yeah.
People say that their relationship wasn't really, like, real anyway. Like, he was a fan. He loved Elvis. Yeah. And that was Elvis's daughter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he wanted to get rid of all the rumors and all that stuff, you know, of people, what people had to say about them. But it seems that they really slept together.
Just look at that body language right there. How forward he's leaned into her, the way his hands are all over her. Mm-hmm. The way that, wait.
And all those buckles he has to protect himself.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson got all the chastity belts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He was doing that to protect, because he knew what it was. He knew he was going to put it down.
Like, that's what all the locks are for, mm-hmm. to keep mm-hmm. them ladies away from MJ.
It looked like he was dreaming of Elvis.
I wonder, did he put it down, though?
Any devout...
Girl, no.
What do you...
I mean, he got all the dance moves. Right. He was, you know, the yeah. body and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he probably banged her out, man. Mm-hmm. Probably,
you think, Brad?
He might have.
He heat on that thing?
He put that Billie Jean on her.
Right at the end, he was like,
it, he beat it. Yeah. I think he beat it.
He said, yeah. beat it. No one.
Do you think he leaned down in her ear and he was like, Shimona?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you picture him naked in the bedroom, like doing that smooth criminal lean?
Yeah. Then he said, Lisa, are you okay? Yeah. Are you okay, Lisa? Yeah. You've been hit by, you've been struck by
some smooth genitals.
No! No, that's it! That's it! Cut the show! That's it! Not the smooth. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, staying on Lisa Marie's memoir, she also got vulnerable about the time she lost her son, Benjamin. Lisa Marie was so heartbroken that she kept Benjamin's body in her home for 2 months after his death. Now, there's no law in California that you have to bury someone immediately. So she found a funeral home who brought his body to her, and she kept him in a room on dry ice with the temperature at 55 degrees to preserve his body. Mm-hmm. She even had a tattoo artist come in to see his body so she could get his matching tattoos.
That's a whole
That's I'm so sorry for her.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep to know that was in there.
But I think it's kind of neat, though.
No, it's not neat. It's not neat. Something is wrong there.
Sometimes people got to tell you no.
Yeah.
But when you're rich, though, you tell them yes. He's going to stay here.
She got Elvis money.
Maybe a couple days, if that's what you need to do, but 2 months? 2 months.
Because it just seems like it would just peel the scab off that trauma every time you go past mm-hmm. that room
yeah.
when you see it. I mean, everybody wired differently.
To go to sleep and wake up and it's there, it's... Mm-hmm.
Well, coming up, Sexy Red made it to the WWE and one person is not happy. We got that story when we come right back.
The best Sexy Red?
It's set, yeah, I think, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She got sexier after this photo.
Oh, okay. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. And we're back.
Yay!
Bow, bow, bow. Miss Sexy Red, honey, is in her bag, baby. She was at the WWE Raw Turn-Up, and everybody seemed to enjoy her except one person. Take a look.
What's up? This our vibrant hottest princess. Sexy Red, and welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Is it that dude in the white shirt?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah. Baby, the boy in the front row, honey, is over her, honey. You hear me? Woo, child. He looking like the snowman, honey.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like a live-action Eric Cartman from South Park.
Yeah. Is that a Pokemon knitted cap?
He looks like he got a miserable life, though. He just don't look like he would be happy.
Yeah, it's sad. We got to pray for him.
I watched that whole episode the other night. Yeah, well, most of it. I was in and out.
But you really watch it.
I be in and out. It's soap operas for men. It's soap operas. It is.
Yeah.
It's what?
It's soap operas for men.
Wrestling?
Yeah, wrestling.
Because it'd be ridiculous. The stuff that be happening be ridiculous, and they'd be acting like, oh, this storyline is real. These people really hate each other. But, you know, like, they'd be hanging out. Mm.
It's kind of like Real Housewives for men, almost.
Really?
Exactly. Yeah.
Girl, there ain't no damn
it's like
Real
two
Housewives.
Soap operas left. Yeah. So that's easy to go with that.
Yeah, exactly.
When the last time you watched Real Housewives? Thank you.
When's the last time you watched Monday Night Raw? Raw is war.
Never.
Exactly. All he
said,
right.
He said he was Raw Monday night.
Hey. Nice. And shape. Right.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. See you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bow, 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 bow.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.